Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Hello, my witchy poo. How in the world are you?
Hello, my... I'm so happy to talk to you today.
I'm always happy to talk to you.
I know. We have so much fun. What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm just out doing elf shit. shit an elf will do. So
do you want to fill that in at all?
Elf stuff. Yeah, you know, well, listen, right now I have on like the worst clothes in my closet because after this, I'm headed over to the warehouse to go pack orders. So that's what an elf does.
It is vibe time.
That's right. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yeah, it's so exciting. We just launched some new products and people are excited about them. We did that, remember the combo that we promised people, the piece and release?
Yes.
We got that out and people are buying that. They're excited to build, you know, smoky quartz into their world along with the lapidolite. So super excited about that. And we have the crystal straws now too that we just launched.
What? Wait, I don't know about these.
You should probably sign up for the SMS. In fact, I encourage everybody to sign up for the SMS. For one, you get $10 off. It doesn't matter what you buy. In fact, my favorite is we had somebody came in and they bought a chakra bracelet, which is like $9. So we kind of owed them $1. But it was taken off their shipping. So
I appreciate that. You were a marketing person because this does not seem like a good marketing plan.
Well, I'm just saying. And also, this person also got a free gift and she has come back.
I bet she has.
So I just, you know, I encourage everybody to do it because
fantastic.
I think, right? I think what's also interesting that I want to let everybody know is if anybody is also a nerd like myself, they have been reading in the news about all the disruptions in the supply chain, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, all the we're still in COVID, but all of the COVID disruptions. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's been reading, there's been a lot of, there's the issue that with the Suez Canal that had happened. There's, right? There's also issues with COVID outbreaks in southern China. And so there's a big backup of the ships and everything's becoming more expensive. And so I just want everybody to know is that your psychic elf saw this coming. And so we're prepared for the holidays. So we will have everything in stock. So I'm super excited. So people need to know, sign up for the SMS so you can hear about everything that we have lined up leading into the holidays, and we will have them in stock. So you will not be left at the last minute trying to find a gift for someone, and you're like, oh, I can't find anything anywhere because the shelves will be empty.
Okay.
Except at Vibes.
Now, this is mostly for me, so thank you, our listeners, for...
Oh, Lord, here we go.
But how do we get the SMS?
Oh, you just go to... Oh, I love you so much. I do. Go to vibes.store. Oh, my God. You just go to vibes.store,
okay.
And it pops up.
Okay.
And so all they have to do is put in their phone number, and they have their $10 code, and then they'll get SMSs from us. You know, we try not to do more than once a week, but I am going to give everybody... Well, by the time this airs, it might have already happened.
Okay.
Maybe.
Edit.
But, I don't know. Here's what we're doing. On July 20th, 720 is the vibration of the brow chakra. So we're going to have a special on amethyst.
Also known as the third eye.
Third eye people. So anyway, very exciting. So we're doing that. Oh, right. If you guys could see what Brenda was doing, she was showing us her pendant. So
I'm wearing amethyst. That's
what. Yeah, you are amethyst. If you were stone, you would be amethyst.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's exciting. I mean, listen, I would talk about keto, but I'll save that because I don't want to waste any, well, I don't want to like bore people to like, you know, bail out of the podcast, but we're doing something new. And I think this is worth like taking just a moment to tell everybody what we're doing. And I'm super excited about it. And we've been talking about this for a long time and we're trying to figure out how to do it. And,
we actually thought we would have done it live events by now, right?
Yes, that's true. We want to do live events.
That was the intent.
Right, right. So these are still live, so to speak, yeah. of living people, most of us. But that was good, right?
That was good.
Like psychic humor. Thank you. That ghost humor. That Brenda is actually going to do readings on the show. Like folks she doesn't know, she hasn't met, just so everybody can start to experience this. And what I've learned, what I love so much about this is anytime I've attended any of your spirit message events, and so this is where Brenda gets up in front of everyone and there's hundreds of people and the spirits just, they line up and they start coming in and you start, you know, doing readings for people in the audience.
And they're quick drive-bys.
Those are quick drive-bys. And what's really interesting though, is even if one of your loved ones doesn't show up, there's always messages in there for you. Mm-hmm. So we thought this would be such a great gift for you, the audience, because there may be things that come up that you need to hear. Things that actually might apply to you that maybe you're not aware of. And that's what I think is such the magical thing about this.
What's interesting to me about that is I never knew that that would happen. Like I didn't know that that was a thing. And so like after the first event, like I'd get messages from people that says, I know you were talking to that lady over on the left side of the room, but really that was for me because of this and this. In my, you know, spirit world, this was all true. And so I knew that was from my brother. I knew that was my mom. I was like, how can that be? I mean, I'm so clear about what I'm getting, you know, for whoever I'm getting it for. But I, you know, there's spirit is so magical, right? They can weave these messages in multi-dimensional layers and meaning.
Yeah, it's like a force multiplier is what I would call it. You know, it's like this one thing, this one moment is happening, but it has this domino effect or this force multiplier where it will apply to more people. And so we thought this was a really great way for us to, you know, offer more learning, healing experiences, moments for those of you out there. And then also for those of you that are going, probably you have a piece of paper out and a pencil. Well, if you're old as I am, that's what you use. Other people are probably ready to take a note on their phone, but you're probably wondering, well, how can I get in on this action? And the way you get in on this action is that you go to insidersguidetotheotherside.com. And there is an email there, like a button.
Yeah,
email
contact
button.
Us. Yeah.
Contact us. Yeah. So what we're going to ask you to do is to send a message to us. Let us know what it is, why you want to do this. It's not a competition, but we need to understand. Especially if you take the time to write us and spend a little time with it, more likely, you know, we'll contact you back. So give us your name. Let us know what it is that you're looking to find in your life. Anything else, Brynn, you want to add to it?
Well, I would just say because it's a specific, you know, it's not a full hour reading like I would normally offer, to have it be, you know, for a specific question you feel inspired.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And then when we get back to you, we'll be asking for your full name, your birth date, birth time, and birth place. Don't forget the birth time. Not many people have that. Handy.
And the reason why we're asking that is not to Google. That's not why. It's so that I can just have an energetic anchor for the quick session. So I can do the astrology and the numerology chart. It's just like an energetic framework for the work we'll do.
That is perfect. And then I guess I can't ask for social security numbers like I was planning on. Is that a bad idea?
You do you.
You do you, Elf. You do you. So actually today we have our first, I wanted to say victim, but we have our first guest.
You are naughty, Elf.
Duh. Yeah. So we have our first guest onto the new, I don't know what we're going to call these episodes, but you guys will find out when we find out. But, you know, for this new format, I guess, we're doing. And her name is Holly Broughton. And we're going to take a quick break because I'm not going to tell you anything because I think that it's better that, because Brenda doesn't know her either, and neither do you guys out there. And so this way you guys can all learn at the same time. I don't want to set anything up or skew anything. So we're just going to take a quick break and you guys are going to come back and you're going to meet Holly.
And welcome back. Holly, I'd like to welcome you to Insider's Guide to the Other Side. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for coming to play and be our first contestant.
I'm very excited.
Well,
so
thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So Holly, you have a number who are on the other side who come through. I will say the first one who comes through is a mother spirit. And so I just want to check with you. Was your mother?
D.
I'm sorry?
D was her name.
Oh, D was her. Okay. Well, I wasn't worried about that. But again, but she seems very strong-willed and very direct. Like, this is not someone who suffered fools. This is, and never hesitated to speak her mind. I really wish my elf was here to do this work, because they would get along just fine. I mean, that's best friend's my elf. So, but the other thing I would say is, did you care for her at the end of her?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Because this is the first thing that, and I don't know if you've had contact like this with her since she's passed, because she's been gone a bit, right?
Yes. She's been about 3 years.
Okay.
2.5 years.
And so her urgency to give gratitude for the extraordinary care. And I feel like it went on longer than anyone had thought. But you understand, excuse me, chills, you understand that you facilitated that because of the incredible love and care of how you showed up for her. And
it was a privilege for me to be with her when she passed.
Well, she feels like it was a privilege to be cared by you. Anyone who gets to, she says, anyone who gets to be in your presence is blessed. And she's also telling me that you have your own psychic gifts, correct? You have your own sense of knowing.
Trying, working on it.
Okay, so don't try so hard.
Okay.
Because my impression is it's so natural for you, you that when you focus on it, you actually diminish your gifts. So just start taking it for granted. That's, you know, my mama told me that I have gifts, and so I'm going to believe her. Okay, because it was an extraordinary thing for her to be able to actually have little breakthroughs where you may not have known it was her, but you actually, whether it was a light or felt love, like waves of love almost going through your home. Does this make sense to you? Do you have a consciousness of that? Okay. Because she's telling me that you, like, it was like, ooh, what was that kind of thing? And again, you may not have known it was her, but this is her trying to get through and just thanking you. And what a privilege to be your mom. Yeah.
It was a privilege because she was with me when I came in the world, and I was with her when she left the world and went on her journey. And it was, okay.
Circle of life. Mom. So many blessings. So many blessings. All right. So she's the first one through, and she's very insistent and urgent that she be the first one through. That was really important to her, just so you know.
That's right. That's my mom.
Yes, clearly love her. And she has one more thing she wants to say. This happens all the time. Like, I'm trying to go on to the next spirit, and then they're like, wait, not yet. but she's saying, you are getting ready for the next phase of your life, but there's so much more that you can do to make it big. Don't make it small.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
does that make sense?
There's a reason I'm here. Okay. There's a reason I'm here. So yes, I think so. Totally in my life.
Yeah. And I feel like you've been trying to simplify some things, perhaps. I don't know what that is, but like simplify to make things easier for you. And she's saying, yeah, go ahead and simplify. That's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that, but don't you dare back out of life. Don't you dare. You dial it up.
No. Oh, that makes, okay. I got it. I got that. That's okay. Okay.
That makes sense to you.
It's been a hard year for me. Yeah. So that makes big sense.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Good. So now I would not go against your mom. That's my advice. Cause she's brilliant. Right. Okay. So then the next spirit she brings in is, she steps back. So then your husband comes through.
Okay.
Now, he had the opposite experience where he went quickly. Is that correct?
Yes. He was diagnosed in 3 months. He was gone with cancer. Very fast.
I'm sorry for that, because that was much faster than anyone thought. Right. It was the opposite of it.
And he was very young.
It was very opposite of your mom. I'm so sorry for your loss. He also is saying, though, you know, it's not all bad, because after what you went through with your mom, I was never going to put you through that again. Like caring for someone who's dying, right? He goes, this was not a problem. Stop holding it like it was a problem. It was not a problem. Okay. He's really clear about that.
Okay.
Boy, he just loves you. I mean, he just, like, you were it for him, right? You know that. And so
he was and I was same back at him. Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that. Aren't you lucky? And both of you.
He was my love and my life. And he was my everything.
Yep. And just so completely devoted to you, would have done anything for you. And I feel like this more, you know, a quicker exit plan was part of his gift to you. Okay. So please don't hold it any other way, because he didn't want to be around when he couldn't take care of you. Like that was part of his joy in life. You understand that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah,
the little things. Like, did he like bring you coffee in the morning kind of guy?
Oh,
like
it, every morning in bed.
Yeah, that's what he showed me. Like it brought him such joy, you know? Just to say, baby, you know, I love you. This is, you know, like it was, yes, it was a cup of coffee, but it really was liquid love, you know? Like, here you go.
And when the foam and the coffee, the milk foamed really good, he's like, it's a good foam day.
But then when it wouldn't.
He's so funny,
he
too.
He brought you fancy coffee.
So, oh, he was a good man.
Yeah, well, he's still very good spirit.
He is a good man.
So much love. Now, the way he comes through is just letting you know the first thing that he's fine. He's fine. He's whole. He's without that broken body. There were some things he wasn't pleased about before the cancer diagnosis with his body. Yep. You are aware of this, right? He's like, so yeah, I was done with that thing. So he must have an irreverent part of him, the way he says that.
You know? He's sassy, yes. He's a full, yeah.
Very sassy, right? So I was done with that thing. And so he just wants you to know that he's complete and vibrant and free. Like there's a freedom to his spirit now that he had experienced for a while. And he says, look, there's no need for you to rush to get here, but you'll understand when you get here. And not until you can't understand until you. So that's good. And then I have a question about the house. Was there something he was working on or something that he has in the house that you like can't handle or didn't know what to do?
We seem to have a lot of spirit activity in my house. This is the house that, and I don't know if this is what you're talking about, that we had, there was the graveyard on our property. And is that what this is, Julie? Do you know? I can't. Yeah. Oh, in the pool. Oh, that is it. He drug his feet on the pool and it's about to be done. Yes. He built pools and then he drug his feet up when he drained ours and then he got sick and thing after the next.
And didn't finish it. Okay. So that would be the thing that's not that. Okay. So that it's like he didn't, like you can't handle it because it wasn't your area. It was his area.
Okay, so I'm sorry, that's wrong.
That's what he was referring to. Now, I also want to ask one more thing. So I don't, that's just a way, one of his ways of watching and seeing and like closing loops. So when we pass on to the other side, we really have this, like we like things that are wrapped up. And that was one thing he couldn't wrap up. So I just want our listeners to think that, let this be an inspiration. Your husband is inspiring all of us. Like, take care of our business. Just take care of it. If you've got something out in the world that you keep meaning to, or you keep meaning to contact someone or write that thank you note or write that check, whatever it is, like get on it, people, because we don't have guarantees. Like tomorrow's not guaranteed.
No.
Right. So wrap it up, because this is stuff that's going to make you crazy when you get on the other side. Okay. So just get on it. And that's what he's telling you. Now, he says, you do know some people who can take care of the pool, but I also want to ask, is there a part of you that thinks that would move from this place?
Possibly.
That's what he's saying. And it, like, I'm not trying to push you out, but he's saying, you know, this might be something that you don't actually invest in. You can cover it up or, you know, treat the area however you want and let someone else take care of it.
He said that 3 days before he passed away, he told me. He said, you can just dig it in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, But I also think it's kind of a thing for him because it's his project and I'm having all his friends over to celebrate it when it's done.
Okay.
And it's just being, so.
Okay, but please know if it is a burden for you to finish it, financially, energetically, emotionally, whatever, he is unattached to it. You can have those friends over.
I understand that.
And they will celebrate him and you guys will have a great time even without the damn pool, he says. So he wants to be really clear about that.
Well, I got the contract on the pool. It's going in a week and a half.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's okay.
Okay, so that's all done. Okay, good. You know he's going to be supervising that because they're not going to do it up to his level.
Right. Oh my God, that's so him. Oh my God, that's so him. So him. Okay, that makes me giggle so hard and cry at the same time. Okay, go ahead.
So, and wherever you decide to go, because I don't think you're clear about where you're going to, what is a possibility for you to move to. He wants you to make sure that you make it unlimited, right? Because you did so much to support him every day in small ways and year after year in big ways. Including accommodating his stubbornness, because he said he was, like, you know, sometimes very needy about what he needed and wanted. And he's saying, you are actually free. So be free. Think as big as you want. You can live in two places, depending on the seasons. You can, you know, have a small place and a big place or small place. Like, do what you want to do. Enjoy every minute you're here. That's what he hopes for you. And he's going to celebrate with you the whole time.
He'll be with me through the whole journey.
The whole journey. You think you can get rid of him? Have you met him? Don't let death get in the way here.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. No, that's good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I just want him with me through this.
Sweetie, he's right here. He's right here. Yeah. So he is actually standing on your right side. So if you put your hand out, so just put your hand against your heart. Put it against your heart first and just breathe in his name, his love, and then palm up. Just slowly move your hand off to the right. And can you feel the temperature change, like right here? Can you feel that temperature change? And just keep moving it back. Yeah. That's how subtle it is, but that's where he is. Right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
I know he's with me, but it's just so nice to know he's right here with me.
He's literally right there. Couldn't get any closer.
Oh.
Right. So okay. I hope this helps you realize how close your loved ones are and how they are watching every moment. Good news, bad news. But they love you and celebrate you. And thank you for playing with such an open heart. With that, we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Did you miss my voice? Probably not.
We missed you, Ralph. We did.
So I know Holly. I'll just let everybody know that. I know Holly. I never met her mom, but I know Chip. And because Holly's a very good friend of Suzanne's. So I have a couple follow-up questions because I think Holly was probably a bit overwhelmed by especially having her mother show up first, which I also love that because what I think is so magical about these things is, you know, the essence of somebody when they're in a physical body is the essence of who they are in spirit, right? Like Suzanne has the best stories about Dee. Bossy as hell, that woman. And so it makes total sense that she like barged her ass on in and starts yammering. And Holly was extraordinary with her mother. But I have a question about Chip because I get videos from Holly. She has a like video cameras, you know, like in the around the house and stuff. Massive amounts of orbs where I have not seen except at religious sites. Like the room is full and there's one of them that also changes color in the room. Is that Chip?
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, it is.
He's actually saying that it's not him. Don't give him credit for this, but he says he was aware of it when he lived in the house. But what he understands more is there's something about sacred land around where they live, right?
Yes. Yeah. And yes, because
there must have been a native tribe there from what he's showing me about the rituals that he sees now, or he saw now, but he didn't.
Oh, interesting.
When we were there,
this is the story that I told about, and I actually thought that they were former slaves. So I don't know if it's native or if it was ritual with that, but that's the essence that I got.
I can see what you're talking about.
Oh, so both happened.
Both happened at different times. Different.
Got it.
Eras.
Got it. So of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So early on there were the natives. So those orbs, those are the native spirits.
Associated with the land. It's more
associated with the land. Land. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
that's so interesting.
The land, it must be very healing land.
Yeah. And I mean, Holly goes out there regularly and thanks the spirits and invites them in and cares for them. And another lesson, by the way, for everyone about what's so incredible about these moments is, you know, we don't always have to be afraid of ghosts or spirits, says the Black Panther.
I'm afraid of bugs, but not ghosts. He goes, most people have it the other way around.
That's hilarious. I feel like I'm the same. But it's like, we did some ceremonies at the pond there and picking the fresh flowers and putting them out on there and wishing everyone, you know, light and love and gratitude for when they were here. So that's another thing. If you live in those type of areas, that's a good ritual to have.
My friend Sienna always, she taught me decades ago, make an offering. And I'm like, Sienna, I don't know how to make an offering. And she's like, well, you can say a prayer. You can do a dance. You can sing. You can, you can do a cartwheel. you can anything that you offer from your heart that just says, thank you. Is the most exquisite offering, right? When it's authentic, it's just exquisite. So I invite people to consider that. And some people will take, you know, like it was some food from their plate and put it in the garden as an offering to the land that provided the food.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it can be so simple. Sienna travels with a recorder or a flute, like a wooden instrument.
Oh, yeah.
But, and it's a precursor to the flute and the clarinet. But anyhow, and so she, like, you know, she just always pulls it, whips it out of her backpack and just plays it. It's just so sweet. It's so sweet. But it's such a beautiful, inspiring. So the line "make an offering" ends up being kind of a joke in our, you know, like if David steals, you know, some of my food, I'll be like, "make an offering," you know. Yeah,
oh,
just kidding,
gosh.
Being playful. But to keep that concept alive, like, hey, make
right.
an offering. When you receive a blessing, when you receive a challenge, what doesn't matter what it is, make an offering. Thank you.
Right. I put crystals in our yard.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's an offering.
That is an offering.
So yeah. Wait, then I have one wrap up then about Chip is that there is a lot of activity that goes on in her house. What is he doing in the house? What is his sign? What is for her to know that it's him? Because there's so much that goes on.
So actually, my impression is that she has invited the amplification of the spiritual activity that's happened since he passed is because of her beckoning. Right?
I got it.
She wants confirmation. So a lot of it is him, not all of it. She's also more sensitive to it because he's gone. And he anchored a lot of that energy that's natural in the house. And so when he left, they don't have any energy patterns that are anchoring it. So you might want to send her home with a grid or two that helps just anchor some of that.
Oh, got it. So he's behind a lot of it, mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
Yeah, but
got
she
it.
Also doesn't want a lot of it to go away.
No, she doesn't want it to go away.
Yeah,
no, she loves it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but this is also, you know, it's also in year one of the grief.
Yeah.
You know, and for those who want to believe, those that have, you know, had such a great love, they people want that. I mean, listen, I wanted that when my mom passed, and then I start seeing, you know, ghosts and photographs, and that's how my whole thing started, right? How ridiculous is that? Thank you, Margaret.
It was perfect. It's so affirming and comforting, really, when our loved ones passed. And this is not their first time together. It's not their last time together. So. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Yeah,
it's definitely not their first time, and definitely not their last time together. No, yeah. he's definitely waiting for. Yeah,
yeah, and watching out. For
yeah,
yeah,
yep, yep. Yeah. Bryn, this is so beautiful. Thank you for doing this.
Well,
this is incredible.
For recruiting Holly.
Yeah, listen. You know, I'm an elf. I'm a recruiter.
Nice. Thank you.
But now it's up to you guys, our listeners. Like you guys, you know, go to insidersguidetotheotherside.com, you know, contact us, and you could also be next.
Yeah. Can't wait till the next time.
Absolutely. And remember, Earth School is hard.
Without the other side.
Literally this time we can say without the other side with no smart ass comments attached to it, you know? It's like literally this was the other side who was in this. So it was amazing. And thank you for being so magical and wonderful. And I love you, and I can't wait for people to hear this episode.
Well, and thank you for once again pushing me beyond my comfort zone.
That's my job.
I love you, my elf. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides, or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com, and you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.